Know this extraordinary story that's coming to us from the United States. Not surprisingly, the papers are full of it. Emily's been going through them for us, Emily.
Well, the American papers have been extremely busy this morning, Stuart. It sounds like something out of a comedy series, but this time it is actually real. Have a look at this headline here from The Atlantic. The Trump administration accidentally texted me its war plans. In this piece in The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg describes how he was accidentally sent the details of military strikes in Yemen. The journalist was added to a group chat called Houthi Small Group, alongside J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth and Marco Rubio, among others. And at first, Goldberg said it seemed so surreal he thought it was a disinformation campaign. But then the bomb started falling, he said, and he realised it was true. Now, this has obviously wrought havoc through Washington. This article here in Foreign Policy saying it was horrifying. The mistake has caused outrage from both sides of the political spectrum. Here in the National Review, people are asking, who is getting fired for this? The right-wing magazine was quick to point the finger at Pete Hegseth. And unsurprisingly, the New York Times here agrees, saying if Pete Hegseth had any honour, he would resign, adding that this event has blown all his credibility. And predictably, the story has taken the internet by storm. The memes were non-stop in the past 24 hours. This one here describing the vibe that the group chat might have had, showing Goldberg as the character Big Bird. This other one here, taken from the series Succession, Roman Roy looking slightly guilty. And it's the sort of thing, Stuart, you'd expect from a cult series like Succession, but perhaps not from the White House.
I love the Big Bird one. Very nice. It's not the only Trump story in the press, isn't it? Not surprisingly, it's that portrait one we mentioned earlier.
Well, exactly. It's all over the newspapers. So where Oliver Cromwell said he wanted his portrait to be painted warts and all, it seems Donald Trump does not agree. This article in the Washington Post brings us that story, saying that the Trump portrait in Colorado has been taken down after he ranted about it on social media, on his platform, Truth Social. Have a look at his post here. He says, the artist also did President Obama and he looks wonderful, but the one on me is truly the worst. She must have lost her talent as she got older. There's been quite a lot of backlash against Trump. The Guardian here saying that Republicans have called him petty, whilst Democrats have called him an insecure baby. The portrait will be removed from Colorado's state capitol building, but it might be replaced with a portrait with love from Russia. This BBC article says that although Trump was not happy with the Colorado portrait, he was quite chuffed by the one Putin sent earlier, a personal gift, according to the Kremlin spokesperson Peskov. Now, Stuart, the portrait hasn't been publicly revealed, so we'll have to wait to see how many abs were painted on.
Exactly. We shall wait and see just how beautiful he looks. Some concerning news now. This is the Oscar-winning director who's been arrested in the West Bank.
Yes, exactly. This Washington Post article brings us the story. Palestinian director of Oscar-winning film attacked by settlers in West Bank. Hamdan Bilal, one of the directors of the documentary No Other Land, was attacked by a group of Jewish settlers and later arrested by the Israeli army. You'll remember the documentary No Other Land was about the destruction of a Palestinian community in the occupied West Bank, which had been up until then resisting forced displacement.
And finally, from Emily, The Guardian has announced its shortlist, big, important shortlist, that's Invertebrate of the Year. And one of the creepy crawlies is particularly horrifying, so tell us more.
Yes, Stuart, it's an invertebrate so scary it's inspired a horror film. Meet Simothoa exigua, a tongue-biting louse who lurks in the Pacific Ocean. When it comes across a fish, it burrows into their tongue. Oh. But that's only the beginning of the horror. It then sucks the blood of the fish. It still gets worse. It doesn't kill the fish. It turns itself into its tongue to feed it and keep it alive. Stranger still, it gets worse. The parasites start off male, but they turn female once inside the tongue. They then prevent any other newcomers from turning female by excreting hormones. And then they mate with whichever date they find lying around inside the gills of the Fish. Now, Simothoa is hoping to win the prize this year. And I mean, I've been on some bad dates, but hanging out inside a mouth whilst dressed up like a tongue sounds pretty awkward to me.
That's pretty fun. I've seen several in the newsroom, though. They're just wandering around. But you watch out.
I'll be careful.
Yeah, but you need to be. Emily Boyle bringing us Invertebrate of the Year. What more could you want?